It's been a rough couple of years for water in Pittsburgh. Flush and boil advisories, billing issues, elevated lead levels, all stemming in part from an organization that hasn't seen proper investment in decades. Now a consultant is evaluating Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority. In order to reorganize and provide better service, they've proposed three broad options. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause explores them all.
The first option is restructuring, completely overhauling PWSA. Its customer service, its billing, how it keeps track of its assets. An extreme makeover. Brent Ricketts has a lot of experience with makeovers. He's a senior stylist at MCN Salon in Shadyside, and he has some advice for PWSA.
Don't do it haphazardly. You know, you don't just want to come in and say, like, make a new me. You know, obviously you need to have a plan. Actually focusing on who you want the new you to be.
Pittsburgh is in the process of figuring out what the new PWSA should be, and they're looking to other cities to see what's worked. Jim Cameron is a board member of the Tulsa Metropolitan Utility Authority in Oklahoma. They chose to do a makeover instead of other options like privatization. Cameron says the road is long, hard, and expensive.
Because the first year or two, you know, people will question, are we really doing the right thing? This is costing a lot of money. Are we seeing the right results?
Now, 5 years after Tulsa made its move, rates are up, but below what was projected, even with new investments in technology, employee education, and infrastructure. The tricky thing about a makeover is making it stick, says Steve Steckler. He's chairman of Infrastructure Management Group Incorporated, the consultant Pittsburgh hired to evaluate PWSA.
The big problem with internal improvement is its durability. Organizations, whether they're public or they're private, if they're not faced with either competition or constant attention to efficiency, tend to retreat back to their norm.
The makeover option also means that PWSA and the city are on the hook for whatever it costs. The authority is nearly $750 million in debt and needs at least $4 billion to bring its infrastructure up to snuff. Which leads us to the second option. Faced with similar equations, growing costs, dwindling budgets, lots of U.S. cities are turning to the second option available to PWSA, a transfer of operations, the concession lease. Think of a concession lease as the longest babysitting gig ever. You entrust your water and sewer babies to an entity, whether public or private, that promises to keep things humming along and even invest in your little wonders. And then in 50 years, you get them back. The funny thing about a concession lease, though, is that the babysitter pays for the privilege. In 2013, the Lehigh County Authority, a public agency, paid the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania, $211 million for their water and sewer systems and bought the right to collect revenue for 50 years. At the time, Allentown really needed the money. They were swamped with pension debt. The lease has been good for Allentown, says Councilman Julio Gordy, though he had reservations. He wasn't happy monetizing the city's biggest asset.
But it's not about being happy. It's about doing the right thing for the city. And that's what happened.
Lehigh County Authority pays the city $500,000 a year and invests in infrastructure. It's agreed to keep rate increases moderate. They're capped at 2.5% per year for the first 25 years. It's a different story across the state line in Bayonne, New Jersey. In 2012, that city's leaders signed a 40-year concession lease with private company United Water. Bayonne got $150 million, and the lease guaranteed United Water revenue each year, says Councilman Gary LaPalooza, who opposed the plan.
I was against the deal from the day one, and I thought it was just we gave away way too much. You know, all their evaluations of pricing, it's all, everything is geared really as a plus for them and as a minus to the ratepayers.
According to a New York Times analysis, rates have gone up more than 28% since the company took over. In part, that's because United Water had to invest more heavily in infrastructure than they expected. The company didn't respond to an interview request. So if not a makeover or a concession lease, there's a third option. Sell the thing. Say you have a Model T Ford. It's a marvel of engineering, but it costs you a fortune to maintain. And finding a mechanic that old is impossible. At some point, you might decide it's just not worth it anymore. Selling water and sewer systems eliminates a city's responsibility to invest in crumbling infrastructure and nets a one-time multi-million dollar payment. Former Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says it offers another opportunity.
Take the politics out of water.
Taking politics out of water was the reason Pittsburgh's system was spun into an independent authority to begin with, says Kevin Acklin, chief of staff for Mayor Bill Peduto.
That thought of having a professional authority run as a business makes a lot of sense. The problem is the last 20 years has seen this authority being a place where political hires were made, where disinvestment has happened.
Indianapolis sold its water and sewer utilities to a public charitable trust called Citizens Energy Group. By law, it has to return all benefit to the citizens of Marion County, where Indy is located. Ballard says that's a good deal for the city. But Kerwin Olson of nonprofit Citizens Action Coalition disagrees. Because when a utility is responsible for infrastructure investment instead of a city, more of the cost burden falls on the ratepayer instead of the taxpayer. When that happens, lower-income people, or those on fixed incomes, get priced out of the city.
Within 5 years, 40% of the general public will not be able to afford their water and their wastewater bills because of the significant amount of infrastructure needs that we have that are all being lumped into utility bills.
But Olson says, on the main, Citizens is doing a good job updating neglected infrastructure. So those are the three options on the table: makeover, lease, or sell. But how they've played out in Tulsa, Allentown, Bayonne, and Indianapolis only gives us clues to what could happen in Pittsburgh. Some systems have more customers. Some have fewer. Some can legally sell water to make money. And none of them were as distressed as PWSA is. Reliably getting water to a city is far more complex than most people ever acknowledge, says Neil S. Grigg, a civil engineering professor at Colorado State University who focuses on water resource management.
A restructuring of an asset like a water utility is going to be very controversial no matter which direction you take.
PWSA's interim executive director, Bob Weimer, isn't advocating for one solution over another. He says his job is to focus on running the authority and improving it as he goes.
If given the opportunity, I think this organization can become at least as good as any in the country.
Consultant Infrastructure Management Group Incorporated will make its final presentation on PWSA November 8th. A mayoral panel will decide what to do next. Nearly everyone interviewed for this story agreed on one thing. There are no quick fixes for PWSA. Its problems were decades in the making, and according to the mayor's office, solving them will take a dozen more years. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.